You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And absolutely, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a brand new day. Yes, we've moved up to the day Tuesday, which is the day after Monday and the day before Wednesday. And can't you tell I'm in a good mood? Well, I think so, but anyway, welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Yes, indeed, it is Tuesday, and it is the 5th of July. I was looking, it wasn't too much of interest, not too much happening, really, in the world of entertainment today, so I thought, I don't know what, let's take a look at some of the events that occurred on this date, the 5th of July. Going to start back in the year 1610. John Guy, he set sail from Bristol over there in the United Kingdom with 39 other colonists. And where were they off to? They were off to Newfoundland. In 1811, Venezuela became the first South American country to declare independence from Spain. In 1892, Andrew Beard was issued a patent for the rotary engine. And in 1902, Edward VI foots the bill for 450,000 impoverished Britons to celebrate his coronation with a free dinner. Isn't that something special?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Distance.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, two in a row bring us in on this Tuesday morning. By the way, 9.5 minutes right now after 6 o'clock, that last one. They sound very much like Men at Work, I always think, but that is the London Beat. And there was a British-American band, London Beat, and that was off of their second studio album, which was called In the Blood, which was released in 1990. It was written by the band members Jimmy Chambers, George Chandler, together with Jimmy Helms and William Henshaw. And say 1990, first single from the album became a major worldwide hit, reaching the number one spot in more than 10 countries, including Australia, Canada, Germany and the United States. Number two over there in the United Kingdom. Before that one, of course, it was 1991. That was released in February of 1991. Losing My Religion by R.E.M. And the first single off of their 1991 album, Out of Time. And talking of time, it's now just coming up at 10.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Since you were 17, in all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Steely Dan there, and reeling in the years. Gosh, I know what they mean. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're just sort of 14 and a half minutes right now after the hour 6 o'clock. What we got lined up for you this morning? It is a Music Tuesday, in actual fact, today. This week I'm sort of taking it fairly easy, laid back, getting ready to go and take a vacation. So it's going to be nice starting next week. Let me see. We still got to do your shower song. We've got to get you all up and ready and on your way to work this morning. So let's get that out of the way, shall we? And let's see, what have I got for you this morning? Ah, now there's one. If you're in your car, you might want to... Well, I always turn up the volume when this one comes on the radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Get real with the people on the dance floor. On the track, I'm closing rampage. Ricky Rick on point with the knock I stop for my lips. They be rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air, cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer, and we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip, something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my skills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the fever, fever, fever?
I can't help moving to that one. Slowly, though. Don't overdo it. There we go. Out you get. And on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And, yeah, that was featuring Ricardo De Force there. And that was Entrance and their version of Staying Alive. I can tell you, when I put that one on the hi-fi in the car, I become a Panamanian taxi. You can hear me from about two blocks away. 19.5 minutes exactly after the hour, 6 o'clock this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Sing It Back, featuring Becky Hill with Peter Tong.
Take me and do as you will. Have what you want, you always, always the best way.
Well, there we go. Yes, we started off with Becky. And that was with Peter Michael Tong, MBE, and English disc jockey, works for BBC Radio 1. Hosts a programme such as Essential Mix and Essential Selection on the radio service, which can be heard through internet radio. Well, of course, catch that one out, BBC Radio 1. Of course, in that one, he uses the riff coming out of this one, Donna Summer, and I Feel Love. That's the Rolio and Sister Bliss mix. So, anyway, away from the disco. Doobie Brothers, Long Train Running. Yes, the Doobie Brothers. You're just about to get on the metro this morning. There's one for you. Long Train Running. You know what? I haven't stopped moving this morning. Which says something. Mind you, I've been doing it very slowly.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
30M hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you every morning, or any morning. Rather than anything else, we are 27 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show, taking a look at some of the local news. Not too many items, but one of them is in quite some length. But anyway, let's run through them quickly and see what we got. Minister of Health Luis Francisco Sucre reiterated that the mandatory use of the mask to prevent the spread of COVID-19 will only apply in medical facilities, public transport, and for those who handle food. You will have to wear them. The clarification of the head of health is that after the report to the nation in the National Assembly, President Laurentino Cortizo said that as of next Monday, the 11th of July, the use of the mask will not be mandatory in open and closed spaces. But in health facilities, public transport and food handlers, the use of the mask is permanently mandatory, said Señor Sucre. The National Authority for the Government Innovation made official on Monday, the 4th of July, the transfer of the Digital Information System for Vaccines Against COVID-19 to the Ministry of Health. Now, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, stated that the National Department of Informatics and Innovation will be responsible for managing the technological platform on vaccination against the virus. Sucre stressed that the teams of both entities have been working for weeks and that the AIG will also be following up on transfers to ensure that the platform functions normally. The third liquidator judge of criminal cases, Baluisa Martinez, returned on Monday morning the preliminary hearing of the people investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering through the company New Business, which managed the acquisition of the group Editor of Panama America, known as IPASA. In this resumption, the public ministry concluded with its allegations and later began the interventions of the private technical defense and the public defense. Prosecutor Elmeldo Marquez said that a call to trial was requested for 16 people and a dismissal for 10. Now, the article, which is quite long because it's interesting how they've come to their conclusions. It's the third electoral administrative judge that Maribeth Alvarez alleges that there is no judicial pronouncement that makes it impossible for former President Ricardo Martinelli to be prosecuted for reasons other than the one that was subjected to his extradition from the United States. That is the content of the ruling issued on the 28th of June, by which Alvarez ordered to lift the electoral criminal jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli. Alvarez's ruling is explicit in detailing the grounds for which, in her opinion, the principle of speciality, which according to Martinelli's defence protects him against any criminal case, has already lost its effect. And to say that is quite an interesting article, how they go through and why they've come to the conclusions that they have come. The administrator of the Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, Luis Oliver, announced that the MedicSol program, this is the Solidarity Medicines, will also include patients who are not affiliated with the Social Security Fund, CSS, and who are treated in the units of the Ministry of Health. Oliver explained that this would be developed in a second phase of the MedicSol pilot plan, which was launched last week by the government. Now, it is important to highlight that the date on which this second phase of the plan could begin, which will include uninsured people, has not yet been defined. The 33% rise in the price of a barrel of crude oil in the first half of the year, the logistical problems in China and the United States, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine shot up the production costs of the Panamanian industrial sector by up to 20%. Luis Frauca, president of the Union of Industrialists of Panama, the SIP, pointed out that this sector is facing shortages of many supplies and raw materials, as well as rising prices for others due to the war in Ukraine. To level the balance, a businessman asked the government to set a ceiling on the freight price that is used in the formula to calculate the import tax, although more than a month has passed since the suggestion was presented, backed by eight unions. The SIP president indicates that they have not received any feedback from the authorities. And that's about it for the number of articles that we're looking at this morning. But I say the one with regards to whether President Martinelli has his jurisdiction or not is quite an interesting one, how it's gone on through the years, I guess, now, isn't it? And by the way, did you notice something? Did you notice something about the news? We didn't have the epidemiological report. They didn't publish it yesterday. Now, is this because of this changeover? Or are we just going to forget it? Because do we need to do it every day now? Probably not. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. 21 minutes before 7 o'clock.
They think we're
Show with Jerry D.
Go with Def Leppard. It's called Kick. That's it. Simply called Kick. Before that, it was Mr. Rod Stewart and the Motown song. And that was Rod Stewart, by the way, featuring, of course, The Temptations on that track. And it was from his 16th studio album, which was The Vagabond Heart, 1991. Great album, that. The song was written by Larry John McNally and originally recorded by McNally for the soundtrack to the film Quicksilver, which was back in 1986. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. 13 minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock. When You Were Mine, from Joy Crooks.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA. Someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder, smile with a bridge.
Elizabeth Akhtar Crooks. British singer-songwriter, she likes singing about her relationships, self-reliance, her culture, her South London roots, and her identity in her music. There she goes, and that's When You Were Mine, here on The Breakfast Show. This is The Muse.
My circuits are blown. I know it's self-imposed. And
Love the end of that one. That's from Muse. It's called Something Human. And time, breakfast show time, six minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock, top of the hour. We'll take a look at some of the international news for you this morning. And by the way, today, make a note of this, 1937. Spam. You see, spam is nothing new. All right? This is Spam, the luncheon meat, is introduced into the market by the Hormel Foods Corporation, you see, and it's lasted all the way since 1937, and it's still in the shops. Make sure you check the sell-by date. Gosh, that's been going some time, isn't it? Luncheon meat from Spam. Or from Hormel, called Spam, which has now taken on a completely different meaning. Mona Lisa and Rodrigo. There we go, our very own Mona Lisa and Rodrigo there, and La Bomba. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow! Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Desde Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Absolutely. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a half a minute away from the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news for this morning. It is Tuesday, by the way, if you just open those sleepy eyes. Tuesday, the 5th of July. Russian forces have set their sights on their next objectives in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk province on Tuesday after President Vladimir Putin claimed victory in neighbouring Luhansk province and the five-month-long war entered a new phase. The capture of the city of Lysychansk on Sunday completed the Russian conquest of Luhansk and one of two regions in Donbass, the industrialized eastern region of Ukraine that has become the site of the biggest battle in Europe in generations. And Turkey has halted a Russian-flagged cargo ship off its Black Sea coast and is investigating a Ukrainian claim that it was carrying stolen grain, a senior Turkish official said on Monday. Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey said on Sunday that the Zeybek Zoli was detained by Turkish customs authorities and Ukraine had previously asked Ankara to detain it, according to an official and documents viewed by Reuters. Rescue teams resumed the search on Tuesday for 13 climbers who were missing after part of a glacier gave away high in the Italian Alps on Sunday, killing at least seven people. Hopes of finding survivors were fading more than 36 hours after a disaster that has fueled concerns about the impact of climate change on the mountains. Three people from the Czech Republic were among those unaccounted for. Sunday's avalanche took place on the Mar Molada, which is at more than 3,300 metres, that's around about 10,830 feet, is the highest peak in the Dolomites, a range in the eastern Italian Alps, straddling the regions of Trento and Veneto. And Italy on Monday declared a state of emergency for areas surrounding the River Po, which accounts for roughly a third of the country's agricultural production and is suffering its worst drought for 70 years. The government decree will allow authorities to cut through red tape and take action immediately if they think it necessary, such as to impose water rationing for homes and businesses. The Po is Italy's longest river, which runs for more than 650 kilometres, about 400 miles, through the wealthy north of Italy. However, many stretches of the waterway have run dry, and farmers say the flow is so weak that seawater is seeping inland, destroying crops. Torrential rains kept battering Australia's east coast on Tuesday, intensifying the flood crisis in Sydney as thousands more residents were ordered to leave their homes after rivers swiftly rose past danger levels. About 50,000 residents in New South Wales, most of Sydney's western suburbs, have been told to either evacuate or warned that they might receive evacuation orders up to Monday's 30,000 authorities said. A former top Foreign Office official accused Boris Johnson's office on Tuesday of lying over whether the British leader knew about earlier complaints of sexual misconduct made against a minister who resigned over his behaviour last week. The allegation will pile pressure on Johnson over what he knew when he appointed Christopher Pincher to a role involved in enforcing discipline and offering pastoral care in the governing Conservative Party. Pope Francis has said that while the Vatican's secret and contested agreement with China on the appointment of Roman Catholic bishops is not ideal, he hopes it can be renewed in October because the Church takes the long view. But on the other hand, Monsignor Javier Herrera Corona, the Vatican's unofficial representative in Hong Kong, delivered a stark message to the city's 50-odd Catholic missions before finishing his six-year posting in March. The freedoms they had enjoyed for decades were over. In four meetings held over several months, starting in October last year, the 54-year-old Mexican prelate told Catholic missionaries in Hong Kong to prepare for a tougher future as China tightens its control over the city, and he urged his colleagues to protect their mission's property, files and funds, according to four people familiar with the private sessions, who asked not to be identified because of the sensitive nature of the discussions. And China on Monday rejected as an irresponsible smear a warning from the chief of NASA that China might take over the moon as part of a military program, saying it has always called for the building of a community of nations in outer space. China has stepped up the pace of its space program in the past decade, with exploration of the moon a focus that China has made its first lunar uncrewed landing. That was in 2013, and expects to launch rockets powerful enough to send astronauts to the moon towards the end of this decade. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international news this morning. I guess mainly about weather, isn't it? One of the things I'm doing when I go on my vacation, the good lady and I were going on a 2-week cruise on the Danube River, going through Germany, Austria and into Hungary. Let's just put it this way. I hope there's going to be some water. Keep our fingers crossed. It's 5:30 after 7 o'clock.
While the other kids are rocking around.
there goes Sir Elton John, off doing his crocodile rock. We are 9 minutes, just after 9 minutes, that's after the hour, 7 o'clock. I tell you what, looking at things, well, events that are relevant to today's date, it is the 5th of July, so I guess over there in Europe this would have been just in time for the summer, wouldn't it? The summer should be well underway by now. 1946, yes, we're going back to 1946, the bikini. The bikini goes on sale after debuting during an outdoor fashion show at the Molitor Pool in Paris, in France.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, but she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, you fell your more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, you fell your more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
We got music for everything on this show. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. It's of course telling the story of a shy girl wearing a revealing polka dot bikini at the beach. It was written by Paul Vance together with Lee Pockris and first released that one there, June 1960, by Brian Hyland with an orchestra conducted by John Dixon. The Brian Hyland version reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. There we go, number one, selling a million copies in the United States, and was a worldwide hit. And it's been adapted into all sorts of languages as well. And Renee just dropped me a note. Good morning to you, Renee. Also, good morning to Mary Lou, who's been with us bright and early this morning. And Renee says, my mum loved that song. So did I. I remember singing along to that. I'm not saying how young or how old I was. 1960. Anyway, it's not unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to. Why can't this crazy love be more?
not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
There we go, Sir Tom Jones, and it's not unusual. 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, let's take a look and see what the weather's doing, shall we? Looking out of the studio window, it's very cloudy. It's almost, not quite, one of those mornings where the sea and the sky are almost the same colour and they sort of blend in, but you can see the horizon just about this morning. Let's start, as we do, in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature for today over there, with 20 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. And let me see, this morning they reckon a few showers over there in Costa Rica, isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight, guess what, few showers. Now, let's move over to West Panama on the side of the isthmus. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 37 is the thermal sensation, and 80% is the relative humidity. For this morning, it's cloudy, and this afternoon, it says isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, let's take a look at the metropolitan area, which is where we are hanging out. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, and 85% the relative humidity. Cloudy here this morning, as I just said, can vouch for that. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Now, let's move over, shall we, to maritime conditions. We're going to start with the tide, starting on the Pacific. Oh, I tell you what, I omit, mustn't forget them out there. Might be some people going out this morning to the Gulf. Yes, the islands out there in the Panama Gulf. 32 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. I tell you what, their thermal sensation, though, is right up there. It's the last number in mild discomfort before big discomfort, which is what? 39 degrees Celsius. That's the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, 90%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains and thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated showers. So there we go. Right, now we can move on to the maritime conditions, as I said, starting with the tides on the Pacific. Low tide was at 1:37 this morning. That was 0.76 of a metre. High tide will be at 7:50, which is in about half an hour's time, and that'll be 4.36 metres. Low tide again, 2:08 in the afternoon, 1.07 metres. And the last high tide, that will be at 8:02 tonight, and that'll be 4.15 metres. On the Caribbean, we have two high tides and one low tide. High tide was at 4:03 this morning, 0.21 of a metre. Low tide will be at 11:40 this morning, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, we're looking at 6:59 tonight. So basically 7 o'clock, and it's 0.18 of a metre, that high tide. Moving on to the sea conditions, we're going to start over there with the Caribbean. We're looking at this morning, good conditions, no advisory for you. We have 10 to 16 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest with 4-foot waves. In the afternoon, good conditions are remaining. We've got very light winds, just a breeze at 2 to 8 kilometres an hour. The direction will be the north-northwest in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to remain at 4 feet. Now, on the Pacific, we do have, now this is really strange, this is a small craft advisory. Winds, no wind, a breeze, 2 to 8 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-southwest with 2-foot waves. But they say small craft advisory. Must be a very small craft, I would imagine. In the afternoon, the advisory is still in place. And again, just 2 to 10 kilometres an hour winds coming from the south with 2-foot waves. So, yeah, a bit strange. But they do say over there on the Pacific, you have a small craft advisory.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Coming off of their album, which was called Chicago 5, that is Saturday in the Park. Save your heart for me. We do like jolly, don't we, boys and girls? There we go. What a jolly song that is. Save Your Heart from Me. And that is Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Break for show time. We're just making our way down towards the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are just sort of coming to 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's program. Don't forget, still to come, we'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk. We'll chat with Jasmine a little bit later on, see how she's doing. Also, we may have a couple of tracks, no doubt, from Born on This Day in Music or Just This Day in Music. But right now, let's take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday morning, the 5th of July. The euro slumped to a two-decade low on Tuesday as the latest surge in European gas prices added to worries about a recession, while there was no stopping the dollar as US Treasury yields staged a rebound. Swathes of currencies were under pressure. The euro's 1% drop took it to the weakest since the end of 2002. Japan's yen was near 24-year lows again also, while Norway's crown tumbled 1.2% as gas workers went on strike. MUFG's head of global markets research, Derek Halpeny, said that the risks of Europe backsliding into a recession look to be growing after another big 17% jump in natural gas prices in both Europe and in Britain. Concerns about how the European Central Bank will react were gnawing at sentiment after German Bundesbank chief Joachim Nagel had hit out at the ECB's plans to try and shield highly indebted countries from surging borrowing rates. More G10 central banks raised interest rates in June than in any month for the last two decades, Reuters calculations showed, and with inflation at multi-decade highs, the pace of policy tightening is unlikely to let up in the second half of 2022. Central banks overseeing 7 of the 10 most heavily traded currencies that delivered 350 basis points of rate hikes between them last month, nearly half the total 775 base points administered by policymakers across the group this year to date. Brent oil prices slipped on Tuesday, reversing earlier gains as concerns of a possible global recession curtailing fuel demand outweighed supply disruption fears, highlighted by an expected production cut in Norway. Brent crude fell 38 cents or 0.3% to $113.12 a barrel by 9:14 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude climbed 84 cents or 0.8% to $109.27 a barrel from Friday's close. Now, there was no settlement for WTI on Monday because of the Independence Day public holiday in the United States. Scandinavian airline SAS are in trouble. They filed for bankruptcy protection in the United States to help accelerate restructuring plans, it said on Tuesday, warning strike action by pilots had impacted its financial position and liquidity. Wage talks between SAS and its pilots collapsed on Monday, triggering a strike that adds to travel chaos across Europe as the peak summer vacation period begins. That accelerated the airline's decision to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in the United States, the airline's chief executive, Anko van der Werf, said. And EasyJet's chief operating officer has stepped down after the airline cancelled thousands of flights this summer to try to limit the disruption caused to passengers from staff shortages in the air and on the ground. Peter Bellew resigned on Friday to pursue other opportunities, the British low-cost carrier said on Monday. It has appointed David Morgan, who has been with the airline since 2016, including running operations in 2019, as interim CIO, COO, reporting directly to Chief Executive Johan Lundgren. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen raised concerns about what the U.S. calls China's unfair non-market economic practices in a call with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the U.S. Treasury Department said. Well, U.S. Secretary of the, or the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet L. Yellen, held a virtual meeting with Vice Premier of the People's Republic of China, Liu He, as part of the administration's ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication, the Treasury Department said in a statement, adding that the dialogue was candid and substantive. Well, the story from the other side. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He had a constructive virtual dialogue with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, with both sides agreeing to better coordinate macro policies, according to China's Commerce Ministry. China also expressed concern over the additional tariffs that the United States had imposed on Chinese goods in an exchange that was pragmatic and frank, the ministry said in a statement. So it looks like both sides agree. They had a good chat, really. We're talking about Chinese. Maybe dealing with Chinese companies here in Panama. I got a little story for you yesterday. I had to take Mr. Angry with me yesterday. Anyway, let's say a very good morning right now to Ashley. Good morning, Jerry Gaspin, or your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a beautiful day. Requesting this classic.
They see around the way you try not to think of you. Girl, I'm exactly where I wanna be. The only things I need, you're here.
You know. That's what it's called, I Need to Know. Going out to Ashley this morning, Mark Anthony. And time on The Breakfast Show. We are 18 minutes before 8 o'clock. And that is from the Kinks. Right, I said I was having a little story. I didn't take him with me, but he came with me anyway. Mr. Angry yesterday. How many of you have had problems with guarantees? All right. what you consider unreasonable guarantees. We've probably heard over the last sort of four or five months, I've been buying sort of equipment from Xiaomi. I found it to be, well, I found the equipment to be quite good. I bought a tablet, quite a big tablet, and I bought a phone, which are performing extremely well. Well, except for the fact that you can't get a cover for the tablet or the phone, and you can't get the pen for the tablet. So I had to get it from China, which only took 2 months to get here. They don't have the keyboard for the tablet. They don't have a cover for the tablet. So that's niggly. But anyway, I also bought a little speaker, one of these sort of Bluetooth speakers. And I thought, well, you know, it's a very reasonable price, $40. So I thought, we'll give it a try, and off I went. And by the way, they, you know, give you the receipt and say, keep the receipt, it's your guarantee. So anyway, last week, or the week before in actual fact, started to play up. In other words, it sort of, you turn it on, and it has a little voice that says, power on. Then it goes, connecting Bluetooth. Then it connects to the phone, plays 2 minutes of music, or doesn't play any. Battery 70%, and shuts down. And it does it with any phone. I've tried it on a number of phones, so this was a bit annoying. Let's say it happened probably a couple of weeks ago for the first time, but I thought, no problem, it's under guarantee. So I took it to Xiaomi yesterday, and I showed it. We did a demonstration. It did exactly... You know what it's like when you take these things. You sort of say, it does this, it does that, then it normally behaves and doesn't do it. No, it did it, and we had it, and it was one of their own phones that we were trying it with, the Xiaomi phone. It also does the same thing with any other phone. And so off they go, and take it out the back, and I give them the receipt, and then kind of comes back and says, it's out of guarantee. I said, what do you mean it's out of guarantee? It's out of guarantee. I said, I only just bought it. No, the guarantee's 15 days. What? I might not have even have taken it out the box after 15 days. You know, 90 days I can understand, that's fine. 60 days, yeah, you probably get away with that. Come on, give me a break. 15 days guarantee. If you can't stand by a product for more than 15 days, well, you shouldn't really sell it, should you? So, they were quite adamant. You know, and let me get this, but I feel very, very sorry for the... And I did say to the guys at the desk, I said, look, I'm sorry, it's not your fault. This isn't your problem. I said, but you are representing Xiaomi. You're wearing the thing with their name on it, so unfortunately you have to be in front. So anyway, no, they wouldn't change this $40 speaker. So I said, we'll fix it. And so they said, well, we've got to send it off, and we'll let you know what it's going to cost to repair it. Come give me a break. I tell you what, if they come back and tell me that I'm going to have to pay a penny, a cent to repair it, they can put it where the sun doesn't shine. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I spent almost $1,000 in the shop over the last 4 or 5 months. And that is not customer service. I'm sorry. And 15 days is not a guarantee. Why don't they just say, you better run, hurry, and get home before, you know, the guarantee expires or something. Anyway, that's my story. But I think, you know, I'm always ready to sit here and say good thing when you get good service or whatever. But I think when you get what I consider to be bad service, then you should call it out. But I don't know. I think for a 15-day guarantee, that might be something to actually take up, I guess, or discuss with a set and see if that is considered to be reasonable. So that's the end of that, anyway. Had to get it off my chest, but what we will be doing on Thursday when we talk to Dr. Computer, I've suggested we talk about electronic guarantees. What is reasonable? And what can you do? Funk Railroad and the locomotion. By the way, Renee says, yes, it's maddening. Yes, it is maddening. And somebody says, well, how long out of the guarantee is it? Well, let's put it this way. I bought it on the 11th of June. So it's not even a month. So anyway, there we go. Kathy Dennis. Touch me all night long. Keep an eye on the time. We're 8.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. News at the top of the hour. Check in with Ingrid later on in the next hour. In about half an hour's time. Kathy Dennis and Touch Me all night long. Mary Lou just sent in some information. She says his son Trax has a tranky on the corridor saw by Costa del Este. Oh, brilliant. Another lot of selfish people. Costa del Este, okay. Son Trax causing a tranky on the corridor saw. People do have to get to the airport. You know that, don't you? or into the city, whichever way you're screwing everything up. I don't know, I just don't understand these people. It's not allowed. You are not allowed to block the roads, but nobody seems to do anything about it. Thank you, Mary Lou, for letting us know. If you're on the corridor, and you're in a tranque, it's because the Sun Tracks, don't forget to thank them as you go by, if you get a chance to go by. I'm having one of those mornings this morning. Good morning to Barry. Barry dropped us a little line. Good morning to Barry. He does say where he is right now. I know he was suffering the other day. I think he was in isolation. Says, good morning, Jerry. How are you? If you could fit it in, would it be possible to have Sweet Emotion from Aerosmith?
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? What's your name?
Billy.
Wee. I like that name. Have you been a good little boy?
Yes. Yes.
How old are you, Billy?
I'm 26. I'm an entertainment lawyer in Beverly Hills.
There we go, let's head out to Barry this morning. And there's still a bit to go on that, but I'll slot that in another morning as well, Barry. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are at the we're at the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con guacamole, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lodge, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered.
Conditions apply. El Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Like that. That's Mr. Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? And Renee says she likes that song because she's hurting anyway. Says here, I would like to say thank you to the nice man that pulled over after seeing me slip on a smashed mango and fall in the street. Very kind to stop and help me up. A little bloody and most likely bruised, but I'll live. What are you doing? Because you're going out and exercise. If you go and exercise, these things will happen. I keep telling everybody, exercise is dangerous. Don't do it. And then she says, why must I hurt myself all the time? Nice song. Yes, it is a nice song, isn't it? Will Young there. Actually, I was just thinking, I can just see the headlines from what happened to you this morning. Woman falls in the street. Mangoes help.
Are you ready to go? Don't miss this party. Are you ready to go? Tonight is yours. Better put on the show. The music's starting. Gotta let your light go while you're still young. 'Cause you're still young. Yeah, you're still young.
night is nothing but an open door. And through that door, baby, that's your chance to sing your own song and make the whole world dance. Cause it's the perfect time. Step out the chorus line. With every step more sure, you better hide. Magic show. Fake it till you feel it and you're letting go. There was a moment more. Time to take the floor. Show what you feel inside. You're gonna find your tribe. Are you ready to go? Don't miss this party. Are you ready to go?
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Yep, I got a full-sized head cold going on here. And I know I don't have COVID. The dentist was so kind, he brought over one of those home test kits. And he said, this new Omicron variant is very tough and very hard, very mean. So he said, please, get tested. So I tested myself, and I had the cook help me do it. And I have, you know, and it says they want you to go in and create an app on your telephone. I'm like, they're going to capture my data. I said, all right, well, let me experience this. So as I'm in there filling out all this good stuff, they have male, female, non-gender specific, don't want to say. And I was like, when did that all happen? Did I miss out this non-gender specific when male, female? I don't know. I didn't know you could have a choice now. So I didn't know, and I filled it out correctly. But, you know, and I tested negative. But, yeah, I had some Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest and my neck, and it makes me feel better. I love Vicks Vapor Rub. Oh. You know, my mom used to rub that on me when I was a kid and put a vaporizer on in the room. And she'd have me wear my t-shirt on backwards so that the back side of the t-shirt was higher and would cover up higher on my neck and give me that extra protection with that Vicks Vapor Rub all over my body. Oh, yeah. So right now, I just got a bit of a head cold. I feel kind of achy and, you know, but it's not COVID. Woohoo! It's an old-fashioned cold. Yay! I'm normal. I have a normal cold. Ah, the days of normalcies are returning, and soon the mask mandates will be gone. We are going to be blessed with that. I don't know, I have to say, though, I've been still cleaning my hands. I spray them with alcohol at least 10 times a day. I wash them all the time, kind of making sure I keep my hands clean, because now I'm thinking, well, that won't hurt moving forward to keep them hands clean. Maybe I'll get less colds, something like that. Anyways, I hope you all are feeling well, and back to you in the studio!
Oh.
there we go. Poor old Ingrid there with her respirator. So, yes. Anyway, she got tested, and that's Ashford and Simpson, by the way, and tried, tested, and found true. So there we are. She really does have a cold. No getting away from that one.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
I'm sorry.
It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me back.
Change. that we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Song, isn't it? Scorpions and Wind of Change. That was following on from Damn Yankees and High Enough. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We'll just make our way to 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. And, right, I was just taking a little rummage. I came across this story, which I thought was quite interesting, so I thought I would bore you with it. Finnish researchers have installed the world's first fully working, wait for it, sand battery, which can store green power for months at a time. The developers say that this could solve the problem of year-round supply, a major issue for green energy. Using low-grade sand, the device is charged up with heat made from cheap electricity from solar or from wind. Now, the sand stores the heat at around about 500 degrees Celsius, which can then warm homes in winter when energy is more expensive. Well, Finland gets most of its gas from Russia, so the war in Ukraine has drawn the issue of green power into sharp focus. It has the longest Russian border in the EU, and Moscow has now halted gas and electricity supplies in the wake, of course, of Finland's decision to join NATO. Concerns over sources of heat and light, especially with the long cold Finnish winter on the horizon, are preoccupying politicians and citizens alike. But in a corner of a small power plant in western Finland stands a new piece of technology that has the potential to ease some of these worries. The key element of the device, around 100 tons of billed sand, piled high inside a dull grey silo. Every home should have one. These rough and ready grains may well represent a simple, cost-effective way of storing power for when it's needed the most. Now, because of climate change, and now thanks to the rapidly rising price of fossil fuels, there's a surge in investment in new renewable energy production. But while new solar panels and wind turbines can be quickly added to national grids, these extra sources also present huge challenges. The toughest question is about intermittency. How do you keep the lights on when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Adding more renewables to the electricity grid also means that you need to boost other energy sources to balance the network, as too much or too little power can cause it to collapse. The most obvious answer to these problems is large-scale batteries, which can store and balance energy demands as the grid becomes greener. Right now, most batteries are made, of course, with lithium and are expensive, with a large physical footprint, and can only cope with a limited amount of excess power. But in the town of Kanakapa, a team of young Finnish engineers have completed the first commercial installation of a battery made from sand that they believe can solve the storage problem in a low-cost, low-impact way. Now, whenever there's a, like this high surge of available green electricity, we want to be able to get it into the storage really quickly, said Markku Jolin, one of the two founders of Polar Night Energy, who have developed the product. The device has been installed in the Vatajankovsky power plant, which runs the district heating system for the area. Low-cost electricity warms the sand up to 500 degrees C by resistive heating, which is the same process that makes electric fires work. This generates hot air, which is circulated in the sand by means of heat exchanger. Now, sand is very effective medium, apparently, for storing heat and loses little over time. The developers say that their device could keep sand at 500 degrees Celsius for several months. So when energy prices are higher, the battery discharges the hot air, which warms water for the district heating system, which is then pumped around homes, offices, and even swimming pools. So there we go. What a great idea. Oh, I tell you what, if you want hot air, there's plenty on this program. It's Carly Simon. You're so vain.
Scarf, it was apricot. You
There we go, yes, Carly Simon and You're So Vain. 6 minutes before the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Remember, if you missed news at 8, we got it for you at 9. And in the last hour, we're going to check in and see what Yasmin's been up to, and also perhaps a couple of tracks of this day in music. You never know. Right now, good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a very good day and asked if we could play a piece of music. I Can Feel Him in the Morning comes from Grand Funk Railroad.
Take me down to the water. Let me feel it run over me. Let me feel the pain and the coldness. Oh, can't you see their dreams as they go drifting by? Oh, can't you see their faces and their tears-soaked eyes? Thank you.
There we go. That is some Grand Funk Railroad. And I Can Feel Him in the Morning. That's for Mary Lou for today. And I tell you what, we'll just make our way to the top of the hour. The time is a few seconds after the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Call FM. And as I say, if you missed the news today, just sit tight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There we go, yes. The Love Unlimited Orchestra. There we started off with My Sweet Summer Suite and followed on there and Love's Theme. Classics, aren't they? That might be, they don't make them sort of, do they, really, instrumentals these days? Anyway, two in a row. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music. Comes from the 3 Degrees. And then after that, we'll check in with Yasmin, see what's happening. See if we've got a couple of tracks for you from this day in music. That's it. 3 Degrees. And when will I see you again? This was 27 minutes. Keep you an eye on the time after the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3. I should have saved that one for Friday, really, shouldn't I? When will I see you again? Right. Let's see what if Yasmin's saying. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
How are we?
Very good.
Good. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought I'd get that in first. How was your
That's
Monday?
Good. Monday was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just relaxing, exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought I felt all right this morning.
Exactly,
you did a little bit too much exercise, you see, because I was really tired last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so ease up.
Well, I did a new training.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I always try, you know, on Instagram you can find a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to do different things. So
okay.
Yesterday I did new things, yeah.
So what were you doing yesterday?
Yesterday was an exercise using the wall.
Oh, okay.
And your legs.
Mm-hmm. You try to push the wall down with your legs,
didn't mm-hmm.
you? Okay, that must be fun.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Did the wall fall down or not?
No.
No, okay. Try harder. Get brownie points if the wall falls down.
But yeah, it was fun.
Must be wonderful, yeah, living in the world of Instagram and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So many. I tell you what, I must admit, I do get sort of hooked. You know, on like Facebook, you get the stories. You know, the stories or the little videos.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a little bit like TikTok, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And once you start going through these, you can't stop, can you? Wonder what the next one is.
Yeah. And if it's funny, of course, you will like to continue laughing.
Well, I don't laugh very often. Except when I'm on the program. So you don't say laugh at yourself first. wonderful. So what have you got in line for, in lined up for today?
Well, today I have a meeting.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Just one minute.
Are you moving furniture over there?
No, somebody else.
Oh. Put it back where you found it. What are they doing?
And it's not Lala.
No, it's not Lala. Lala's with my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And and Eddie, her husband, is the first casualty.
No.
Yeah. Lala is very sweet to me. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, you've got a couple of This Days in Music today.
Mm-hmm. Born so, This Day in Music.
Yeah.
In 1950, Huey Lewis.
Ah, yeah.
American singer, songwriter, and actor from Huey Lewis and the News, who had the 1985 UK number 11 and US number 1 single, The Power of Love. Their third and best-selling album was the 1983 Sports, and they contributed to the soundtrack of the 1985 feature film Back to the Future.
Oh, we all know that movie, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't remember the song, though.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, we got Power of Love from Huey Lewis and the News.
Make one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
always a good one to listen to, that one, Power of Love, from Huey Lewis and the News.
I remember that one.
It is. It's a jolly song. We do jolly on this program, sometimes. And what's your next one, yes?
Let me see. The next one was in 1979. Jane Phelan, from Irish pop vocal group Westlife, who scored 14 UK number one singles and have sold over 50 million records worldwide. Despite the worldwide, Westlife never managed to break into the US market, achieving only one hit single in 2000. Mm-hmm. 2000. Swear it again.
Yeah, we do. We swear it again, don't we? Yes. Mm-hmm. 2000. Well, it says swear. We swear. It is the only one that got into the US for them. Westlife.
I wanna know, whoever told you I was letting go, the only joy that I have ever known. Girl, the lying. Just not alone. And all of the people that we used to know, just giving up, they wanna let it go. We're still trying. So you should know, this love we shared was never made to die. I'm glad we're on this one-way street, just you and I, just you and I.
I'm never gonna say goodbye, 'cause I never wanna see you cry.
Some people say that everything has got its place and time. Even the day must give way to the night. But I'm not buying, 'cause in your eyes I see a love that burns eternally. And if you see how beautiful you are to me,
that's rather nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've listened to that one before.
No, me neither.
I don't know why.
Mm-mm.
It's after my time. Not before my time, after my time.
But did you know them, right?
Oh, yeah, Westlife. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, right, so you're off, so you've got a meeting today, and then... what's Ian doing today? Is he back? By the way, are the kids on holiday or what?
No.
Oh, because when I went to the mall, was it seemed to be a lot of kids around.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe some of them.
Yeah, could be.
The one with the schedule from the US, I guess.
That's right. Yes, somebody mentioned that to me the other day. Yeah, because yesterday was a holiday, wasn't it? That would explain a lot.
Exactly, yes.
So I went and bought myself a new suitcase yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I put Mr. Angry in there from the other shop when I left. But, it's difficult sort of trying to choose which suitcase, but anyway, did quite well in the end.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple, but our old big one sort of wore out. And we have got another sort of relatively big one, which, of course, now these days you've got to try and find a light suitcase, don't you, because of the restrictions on the weight on the plane. And so my old one, I think half the weight that you're allowed was the weight of the suitcase.
Wow.
So I got a lightweight one yesterday. So, that was an exciting day.
That's good.
Now I've got to sort out my... I did laundry yesterday too. Don't tell anybody. Don't want people to know I did the laundry. But yeah, I did laundry yesterday. So I've got a little bit more to do today. And sort out and probably do a little bit of planturing as well.
Wow, a lot of things to do.
Oh, I know. It's an endless thing. Mind you, then I'm going to rest at the end of the week. It's done.
And that's fun.
Yeah, and they do have a... I mean, Renee mentioned it. And also I got a nice letter from the people we're doing the river cruise with, yes, they telling us all about the different things. They do have laundry.
Okay.
So I won't have to do that. They'll be able to do it.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, yes, you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All everybody. Right. And, well, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Thank you.
That's tomorrow. Ruined your day. See you tomorrow. Right. And what's tomorrow? WTW already tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Wednesday.
Good grief. Yeah. So
Andres is going to talk about Minions.
Yes, absolutely, because it's the best-selling movie last weekend in the States. So he's got no excuse.
Yeah, he said last week that he didn't like it.
No, I'm so glad. I hope he suffered. Actually, there was a thing in the news, because I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but apparently there are suits. Kids in suits, apparently. And the cinemas are now not letting in any kids with suits on. I'm talking about, you know, grey suits that you would wear to go to work. Because apparently they'd be very disruptive, noisy, and throwing things.
Oh, really?
So, be right up Andreas' street, really, wouldn't it? You know.
Okay.
So, I'm going to... Oh, I hope he suffered. Oh, what a miserable person I am. All right, yes, you know, I think we're going to have fun tomorrow, don't you?
Oh, yes, of
absolutely. Back to the music. Natural Selection with Nikki Harris. Do Anything.
I'll take heed and lead you in the right direction for affection. See what I'm saying? I ain't playing. Stop delaying, girl, and make me your natural selection.
You're crazy.
Jerry D.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes another great ballad, Love of a Lifetime, performed by Firehouse. It was, in actual fact, their third single and its highest charting single in the United States, entering the Billboard Hot 100 on the 29th of June back in 1991 at number 81 and peaking at number 5 the week of September 28th of 91. Also, by the way, the band's first and most popular power ballad. The song was written by their vocalist CJ Snare and guitarist Bill Leverty. The song is arguably what Firehouse is most known for and has been used as a first dance song at countless weddings since its release in a 2005 interview. I think it was Snare commented, "Now I have the benefit of time to look back over this, and there isn't a show that goes by where people don't come up to us and are like, love of a lifetime. We got married to that song." Guess what they did to Barry White?
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
one of my favourites of all time. Well, most of the music I play is really, if you listen to me. That's Don McLean and Vincent, of course, singing about Vincent van Gogh. Time on the Breakfast Show, time for me to go. Yep, it's the end of this morning's programme. So time to do thank yous. Let's say a very big thank you to Ingrid. I'm Intrepid Outdoor Reporter for our everyday story of people with colds. Poor Ingrid, she's going to have really, since I started talking midnight next morning. Ingrid, you wrap yourself up, get well. I tell you what, nice hot whiskey with a bit of honey in there, do you the world of good. Won't make your cold better, but it'll do you the world of good. And also a big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for our Born This Day music today. It's good to get one of those in today. So a big thanks to Yasmin. That, of course, all our social media work and all our appointments and everything. It's all done over there in the corner. It's a busy little corner. This thing, I got a lot of equipment. I don't do much. I just muck around. So big thanks to Yasmin, my producer, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK. I had a chat with him on the phone yesterday. And also to the boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac, and thank you. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join us? It's easy. Just chat with Yasmin, 223-5162. You can always WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. What an easy number. 677-188-22. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and it'll be movie review with Andreas. Minions. So we'll be chatting with him tomorrow. So please, whatever you're going to be doing today, please take it easy, all right? Remember, what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.